Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, award-winning children's writer and memoirist Cynthia Reyes. Cynthia has come to talk to us not only about her latest book, but also all the work she is doing for the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts taking place in October this year. Now, normally each week at this time, we visit with an author or editor or publisher or persons involved with writers and readers, and we ask them to introduce us to their work. We hope for a glimpse into their lives and find out what prompts them to write. And we invite them to read for us from their latest books. So we welcome once again Cynthia Reyes. Welcome,
thank
Cynthia.
Thank you.
Cynthia Reyes' published writing includes four books and several short stories in a variety of genres. Her new Myrtle the Purple Turtle children's books have been critically acclaimed bestsellers. A former writer-director, executive producer, and journalism trainer with CBC Television, Cynthia produced more than 100 episodes of network TV programs. National and international awards include the Diamond Book Award for the Book of the Year, the Children's Broadcast Institute Award, the Trailblazer Award, and the Crystal Award for Outstanding Achievement in Film and Television. Now, we want to hear all about Myrtle's new adventures, but before we do that, I'd like to ask you about the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts, and in particular, about your work in it. You apparently were one of the moving spirits behind the first festival, and now you are working just as hard for the second. Why is the festival so important to you, and why do you want to promote it?
Well, I really like that term, moving spirits. It's lovely. Well, my family and I, we lived in Warkworth, and we've lived just north of Coburg in Baltimore, in an old fishing lodge for years and years. And so part of our roots are right here. And of course, things have changed a lot since we first came to Northumberland Hills. For one thing, the arts community has just blossomed, it's just bloomed. There's so much art here of different disciplines, and so many artists that just love this place and have made it a home. And so when your co-host, who shall not be named, but is known by some as Felicity Sidnell-Reed, when she called and asked me to be involved with planning the festival, I of course said yes, because no one on earth has yet found a way to say no to Felicity.
I can agree with that, but anyway, on we go.
I'm one of the people promoting it, and learning to promote it means being part of the committee and learning all about what is planned, the events, the people taking part, the sponsors, and so on and so forth. And one of the ways that I promote it, of course, is through our new blog, our new Festival of the Arts blog, and also through Facebook, and through news releases and word of mouth and so on.
Hmm. It keeps you busy on a lot of fronts then.
Yes.
So let's go into the background a little bit. Tell us a little about the organization of an event like this. How do you even begin planning, and how do you develop a program?
Well, I think we've been at this one now, the Festival of the Arts 2019, since last summer. One has to book a site, and we're really pleased to have St. Peter's Anglican Church, because it is such a beautiful space, and it seems perfect for the festival. The festival has many events, so that's one of the first things we do. Felicity, of course, corrals us all into agreeing to join the core committee, and so each of us, I think there are probably about 10 of us on the core committee, and we meet, but each of us has a portfolio. We have an area that we're responsible for. We have events and tasks that we will carry out or we will lead. And then we have dozens of other people working with us. So it may be a core committee of 10, but we're talking about a lot of people taking mm-hmm. part in the planning. And this goes on for, the festival will be October 24th to 26th of this year. So it's over a year's worth of planning.
Yeah, wow. And how do you find the right people to run the different aspects you're talking about?
Well, again, it's the one and only Felicity who knows us all so well and is able to figure out what we'd be best at. Then she talks about it with us, and we invariably agree. We're all passionate about the festival. You begin feeling, oh my gosh, there's so much to do and there's nothing to show for it, and we're 3 or 4 months in and we're applying for grants and we're talking to sponsors and we're trying to create the program. And then suddenly you realize it's all taking shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the anthology, which is Hill Spirits 4, which you're involved with, Gwen, as well as Felicity and others. And so we all are invited as members of Spirits of the Hills writers group to enter a poem or a piece of short prose, whether that's a memoir or fiction. And we also have a writing competition, and there are 2 spaces left in the anthology for members of the public to enter the writing competition. That competition is now closed, and I believe the judges are at work figuring out who will be the winners, whose work will be included in the anthology.
Okay, so that's the anthology, but is it all about writing, or are there other things going
on? Not at all. There are several, in fact, many disciplines represented in the membership of Spirit of the Hills. And so at the festival, you'll find music, you'll find dance, drama, workshops in a variety of disciplines of the arts. There'll be a panel discussion about sharing across the arts. There's a book fair and show and sale, and there is as well an arts show and sale. There is a multimedia event with poems and music and video. And this is somewhat experimental, so we're all very excited.
Yeah.
We all want to attend because it just sounds fabulous and different, you know. There's a drama night, in fact, 2 drama and music nights. There's the launch of the anthology and a concert as well. There's just so much going on across the different disciplines. And I think anyone who has even a small interest in the arts will find something of great interest to attend at the festival.
So is this a family outing?
It could be a family outing. We, for example, we have events for children. The book show and sale, for example, has children's books, books for young adults as well as adults. I think the multimedia event would be perfect for whole families. There's a poetry as well. So I think it could very well be a whole family outing.
Wonderful. Now, one of your special responsibilities, as you mentioned, and promotion is a blog.
Yes.
So tell us about this blog and how do we read it? Where is it?
Yes. So it's spiritofthehills.wordpress.com. But the blog was created some months ago, actually by my daughter and co-author in the Myrtle books, Lauren Reyes Grange. She is an expert in everything online and in marketing. And so she created the blog for us. And between myself and other members of Spirit of the Hills, we write stories, which we call episodes, because in a way it's sneaking in behind the scenes and looking over people's shoulders and eavesdropping at what is going on, what we're doing to plan the various events in the festival. What are some of the difficulties we have? So, for example, in one blog post, we talked about the fact that we completely screwed up on the date for one of the grants to be submitted because the granting organization had changed the date several times. And so all of a sudden, we had these frantic late night calls going on, and people got together the next morning bright and early to come up with this grant proposal. And we got it in on time. Over 2 days, we just all got to work and we got it in on time. And so on the blog, we present an episode about what that felt like to be caught at the last minute to put in a very well thought out grant proposal. There's going to be a battle of the brushes, and the painters who belong to Spirit of the Hills will be doing something special, a special event at the festival. And so we had Mandy Bing, who is a well-known local artist, write a piece about what that involves and what goes through her mind as an artist when she paints. We had Felicity writing a funny piece about what it's like to be harassed and intimidated by me, whom she called the nosy news hound, into answering questions about just how on earth she is able to wrangle us all together and put on this festival and wear so many hats. And, you know, we have playwrights producing what's going on in their heads as they're presenting their plays, submitting their plays, and hoping they'll be chosen for performance at the festival. So it's actually, we try to give a sneak peek, a behind-the-scenes peek at the festival through the blog. And as we go along, we'll start profiling individual artists. We have some really exciting artists taking part. And so we'll be profiling individual artists, individual events, sometimes our sponsors and so on, and our partners, and just really expressing the excitement that we feel as part of the team that's planning this.
Wow, what a lot is going on in that thing. And the blog is available at spiritofthehills.wordpress.com?
Right, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're not going to ask you to read at this point. We'll get you to read from Myrtle in the second half. Okay. And right now we'll take a short break.